Good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds, certified financial planner and registered life planner, with my Monday markets commentary for Monday, the 1st of July. Well, it's the 1st of the month, so pinch, punch, 1st of the month, white rabbits, etc. All apparently old English traditions to do with keeping witches away. The pinch was the salt, the punch was the punch, and the white rabbits was just white rabbits. But one could probably say the same thing about the markets, and we're going to take a look at the markets in June on this beautiful sunny morning here in Yorkshire. We're in an environment dominated by US and Bank of Japan asset purchases, and we've seen significant volatility in June since US and UK markets reached their significant highs in May. And that is brought about by hints of a withdrawal of monetary support as the US economy shows continuing signs of recovery and momentum. However, we did see some stability return this week as officials sought to pour oil on troubled waters, basically saying they weren't going to stop anything shortly. Anyway, let's look at the highlights of the various regions across the US. We saw a string of positive indicators, including really good durable goods orders, new home sales, consumer confidence, and house prices, indicative of the fact that the US market is beginning to recover and gain momentum. However, first quarter GDP growth was revised downwards from 2.4% to 1.8%, and the biggest reduction being in personal consumption. And ironically, of course, markets reacted positively to that, seeing a delay in any easing off of quantitative easing. Across in Europe, there's not much report in Europe at the moment, which remains quiet, or perhaps a state of suspended animation might be a better description. In the Asia-Pacific region, the important news really comes from China, which is now in the grip of a significant credit crunch, and that's exacerbating challenges faced by an already slowing economy. What we're seeing in China is the rise and the fall of a huge shadow banking sector, and that led last week the People's Bank of China to inject money into the big banks to keep liquidity going, but interestingly not into the banking system as a whole. Looking across at some of the other indicators, oil is reasonably stable at the moment, continues to trade around the $95 mark for West Texas Intermediate. Bond yields and reserve currency fell back quite sharply this week after spiking in June, and that was because of an increasing demand in treasuries on the back of official comments about the end of quantitative easing. On the currency market, the US dollar fell sharply against the yen and the euro in the first part of the month before recovering in the second half, leaving currencies in a fairly neutral position for the month. But note the significant fall of sterling against the dollar this year of over 6%, with its consequent inflationary implications and lack of a translation into higher exports, which is what you'd normally expect from a depreciating currency. Let's look at some of the market numbers in June. Japan was volatile, but ended up the month unchanged. The Far East was down around 6%, Europe was down around 5%, UK down 4%, US down about 1.5%. Oil was up around 2.5% to $96.5 a barrel, but once again volatile around that $95 mark. Gold, interestingly, is now down over 25% in 2013, standing now at $1,229. So what's the bottom line? Well, I think we can expect continuing volatility as we transition, as I talked about last week, from a central bank-driven market to a fundamentals-driven market. But volatility is obviously quite good for professional investors. They do like it. Forthcoming market events, we've got central bank meetings this week in Australia, Europe, Eurozone and UK, which of course will be Mark Carney's inaugural meeting. Having said that, we don't really expect any change in policies this month. Well, that's it for me. I hope you have a very good week. Just a quick reminder, Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice, and we cannot be held responsible for the outcome and the action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. That's it for me. Take care. Have a very good week.